It was one of those moments when Sonora hated police work. Butch Winchell sat across from her in the interview room, laying the family snapshots out on the table. There was brown-eyed Terry, 3 years old, Power Ranger sweatshirt barely covering a pouchy tummy. And baby sister Chrissy, struggling sideways in her lap, fine hair a wisp at the top of her head. Sister's hand clutched in a tight and tiny grip. Their mommy was missing. Sonora liked it that the Winchell kids had normal names. None of the soap opera specials. Jasmine, Ridge, Taylor, or Noelle. She ran a finger along the edge of the table. Outside it was 90 degrees and sunny, but it was cold in the interview room. Everywhere in the city people were going boating, swimming, out to movies. Homicide detectives never had any fun. Sonora looked across the table at her partner, Sam De La Rosa. If the baby pictures were bothering her, he'd be worse off, softer-hearted. He smiled at her, gave her his come-hither look. He was a big guy, big shoulders, dark brown hair side-parted and falling in his eyes. He looked young for his age, boyish, though Sonora, who knew him well, noted the careworn signs of worry around his mouth and at the corners of his eyes. He had the kind of small-town, country boy, southern charm that made women want to confide in him, and men automatically include him as one of the boys. There was no doubt that he was the kind of guy who opened doors for women, watched football, and didn't like to shop. His normality was one of the things that attracted Sonora. They'd worked homicide together for 5 years. And it was the second come-hither look Sonora had gotten out of him this week. She was sure they had put all that stuff way behind them. He must be messing with her mind. She smiled back, heavy on the eye contact, and he gave her a second glance before his eyes went back to Winchell.
Her name is Julia, Detective Blair.
Winchell laid one more photo beside the rest. He looked up at Sonora. Just like her kids, Sonora thought, quick to pick up on a moment of inattention. She pushed hair out of her eyes. Too long, too curly. She wondered if cutting it would tame it down or poof it up. She picked the picture up off the desk. It was a quickie Polaroid with the sticky glaze of constant handling. She gave it a long look, passed it across the table to Sam. There was something breathtaking about Julia Winchell. The hair was magnificent. Red-lit brunette, thick and curly, rising from a widow's peak, pulled back from a heart-shaped face. She had a high forehead, a touch of severity about the mouth. The lips were lush, heavy at the bottom, the eyes almond-shaped, deep brown with well-defined eyebrows. She had narrow shoulders, long, slim fingers, delicate porcelain wrists. She was the kind of woman you would expect to find vacationing in Paris or exploring the countryside of southern Italy. She would order clothes from J. Peterman, shop at Abercrombie and Fitch. Hard to believe the woman in the picture could be the wife of this ordinary man who looked petulant, uncertain, and afraid. Married young, Sonora thought. Winchell picked up the styrofoam cup of coffee Sam had brought him and raised it to his lips, but didn't drink. Bad coffee? Sonora wondered. Nerves? Mr. Winchell, would you like a soda or something? She asked. He shook his head. He'd be a medium to small if attractiveness was measured like t-shirts. Black hair wet with gel, heavy black rims on the glasses, a round sort of face, sloping shoulders, paunchy stomach. The kind of extra weight nobody noticed on a man. The kind of extra weight that sent women screaming to the salad bar. Somebody's brother. Somebody's cousin. Somebody's killer.